This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Now on to another kind of creative hustle, or creator hustle in this case. YouTubers, Instagram influencers, performers, and freelancers of all stripes are making careers on social platforms, and it involves a lot of ingenuity. Popular Instagrammers, for example, work really hard at creating a style for their own brand, down to the way all the photos look, with a consistent hue or tone. The whole goal is to make things look so much better than real life that you end up wanting to live their Instagram life and, of course, buy the brands they're hawking. Influencers create their individual filters by painstakingly tweaking the presets in the photo editing software Adobe Lightroom. And in typical creator hustle fashion, these influencers are now selling those presets. Taylor Lorenz wrote about it for The Atlantic. Taylor, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Okay, so help us understand, for those of us who might not be that techie, or those listeners who might not be that techie, what exactly is this new preset product?
Sure. So Lightroom presets have been around for a while. Lightroom is an Adobe photo editing tool that a lot of photographers use. But in the past year, they made an update to their mobile app, allowing people to create custom mobile filters. So kind of similar to like the filters that are already built in on Instagram. And influencers use them to create a really curated aesthetic on their feed. If you are, say, a lifestyle influencer and you live by the water and you have a very beachy aesthetic, maybe you have a preset that makes all of your, you know, photos look very bright and airy and sort of like sun-kissed. If you're maybe more moody and you're an influencer in the Pacific Northwest, you might have that kind of moody, dark look. It's just a really kind of clean way to brand yourself and make sure that all of your photos have similar look and vibe and they all kind of go with each other.
So the design part makes total sense. The most Instagram part of it is, when does it cross over into a product? At what point are people saying, I'm so influenced by your feed that I want my Instagram feed to look just like yours?
Well, as you know, if you look at a lot of top influencers' Instagram feeds, they look just really beautiful. And so a lot of followers see that and they want it for their own feeds, especially if they're aspiring influencers themselves. Or a few I spoke to said that the number one question that they got from their fans on Instagram was like, how do you make your photos look like that? So selling them, you know, a $25 preset is a really good way to monetize, because it's like how you want to emulate somebody you look up to or someone you admire. You know, it's almost kind of like copying them in a way, but it's like a tribute.
How much are people willing to spend on these presets? Is it a real revenue stream?
Yes. I mean, one good thing for influencers is that it is sort of this passive income. Once you make a set of presets, you really don't have to update them that often. You can put them on a third-party site. They'll handle all the back end and customer service. So you can just kind of be making money, thousands of dollars a month in some cases. You know, a lot of these influencers rely on more sort of longer-term sponsored content deals, and those can take a longer time to negotiate, and the payout might be bigger, but it can be few and far between. So selling things like presets or merch is a good way to kind of like provide some sort of daily money coming in.
Do we have a sense of what Adobe might think about influencers reselling their product?
I spoke to the product manager on Lightroom and they were surprised. I think they didn't even realize how captivated the Instagram influencer world had become with the product. But knowing that that is a big subset, they're definitely doing more to cater to that group.
It feels like we could expect either a crackdown or a whole new series of products from Adobe if they're smart.
Yeah, definitely not a crackdown. They love that influencers are creating this. They just want as many people as possible to use the app. So if all of these people with 5 million followers on Instagram are telling their followers to download the app and download their presets, that's a good thing for Adobe.
Taylor Lorenz covers the influencer beat for The Atlantic. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you so much for having me.